This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A charter school in Rutherford County came under scrutiny earlier this month for suspending all of its student clubs. Lake Lure Classical Academy suspended all student groups after members of the community opposed the school's new LGBTQ club. The ACLU sent a letter to the school claiming the move may violate federal equal access rules. Joining me now from member station WCQS in Asheville is Frank Taylor. He's the managing editor for Carolina Public Press. Welcome back, Frank.
Hello.
Tell us more about this story. Take us back. Why did Lake Lure decide to suspend its after-school student groups?
So at a recent board meeting, there was considerable public comment. They have a regular public comment session during the board meetings. And at this meeting, a number of people showed up to address this club's existence. There were people who spoke both for and against it. Some of those who spoke against it were pretty strong in their opposition. It seems to have been based primarily on their religious objections. There was a Baptist minister from the community who was among those who had some very strong comments condemning this club. This club is not necessarily a support group for gay students, but for tolerance of people with various gender identities.
So Lake Lure, we should talk about this. It is a charter school, and as such, has to follow the rules of public schools in North Carolina. But explain that for us.
Yeah, you know, a private school operates under somewhat different rules. It's not that a private school couldn't come under some scrutiny as well if it was discriminating, but the rules are much more clear-cut for a public school or for a charter school, which is really a type of public school. It's getting federal funding, state funding, and as a result, the Federal Equal Access Act applies, and that's the objection that the ACLU has raised in its letter to the school saying, look, as you're considering what kind of permanent policy to put in place, remember that you are limited in what you can do. You have to abide by, the law.
Then what is the school saying now? It has suspended these programs, but it's a temporary suspension, and they say they want to review this. So what's happening right now at the school?
Well, they're being fairly tight-lipped about what the eventual policy will be. I did ask one of the board members if there was a chance they would release a draft ahead of the meeting, which is slated for the 30th, and they haven't really considered doing that. It's something we might see happen. But they're asking lawyers to give them advice on what shape the policy should take. They have a policy committee that's putting that together. Don't know what it's going to look like. It could be a ban of some type. It could be something that provides some age restrictions. Remember, this is a K-12 school. Perhaps parental permission could be involved for some club activities. There's also a religious club that has been suspended, and its advisor has said, hey, don't suspend all the clubs. This is a bad idea. So ironically, despite the opposition to the LGBTQ club coming from the religious community, there's a Christian club called Raptors for Christ that was also affected by this suspension.
Of course, it's interesting.
It'll be interesting to see what they do.
It is, because you remember in the South in the 1950s, immediately following the Brown decision in 1954, there were a number of school districts and states across the South that simply shut down their public school districts and reopened private schools, so-called, to allow for segregation to continue as part of massive resistance. So it's interesting to see this going on there. What is Lake Lure? It's a charter school. What's the charter and sort of who makes it up? Who's at that school? Do we know much about what Lake Lure Classical Academy is and why it was chartered?
I don't actually know that history. That's a good question. I can tell you Lake Lure is a small community in western Rutherford County. It's right at the feet of the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's not necessarily an isolated community, though. It's a pretty big retirement area and a vacation area. It's a place where a lot of films have been shot through the years. It's not like an extremely isolated area. But it is remote from other areas. I assume that there's not a lot of other options for schools in that area.
Now,
I don't know the history of the school.
We talked about charter schools being public schools in North Carolina, and of course the question about increasing charter schools, much of the questions have surrounded questions of transparency and how much those charter schools will have to disclose about how they're chartered and who's behind it. And there's been a move in the legislature in the last session to actually limit some of the transparency with regard to charter schools. I think that has to do with public school, with the teacher's salaries. Am I right?
That certainly has come up. I will say in this case, to the credit of the board, at least to this point, They have said that, you know, our board meetings are open, and this special called meeting, this is not a normal meeting, the special called meeting on the 30th is going to be open to the public and to the press. So at least they are not trying to do this behind closed doors.
Frank, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Frank Taylor is managing editor of the Carolina Public Press.